Interesting, because they're the kind of tunes that it's very easy to rush, right? So in particular, so the B part of So it's really easy when you get those kind of triplets, those back-to-back triplets like this. So if you don't have that control, so it's really hard. I'm like anybody else. I have to slow down my finger movement on those triplets. So the easiest way to make that happen is to make sure you play the note before the triplet, okay? So a lot of people get mixed up that the note before the triplet is actually part of the triplet, and it's not. So if you have two F sharps like you have here, or G, sorry. Right? So it's really easy to tie that first note in with the triplet and rush it. A lot of people have complimented me throughout my career about my triplets, but it's only because I take the time to play the notes. I say that to all my students. Take the time to play the notes. That's all. It's not rocket science, but it's hard. I mean, I'm not being a wise guy. I know it's not easy. It takes an effort, and because it's all about muscle memory, right? So if you get used to playing those fingers too fast, that will end up giving you a hard time. So let's do Madam Maxwell. How about that? From O'Carolan. One of my favorite. It's a lovely tune. I recorded this on my From the Heart CD, and I re-recorded it, I think, on something else, and I can't remember. Oh, it's probably on one of the compilation albums of Narada. When I was with Narada, they put out a couple of O'Carolan CDs. In fact, if you've never seen them or heard them, Celtic Treasure 1 or Celtic Treasure 2, or Celtic Treasure and then Celtic Treasure 2, something like that. Check them out, because they're compilations of different people, and the music is fantastic. So. Ready? 1, 2, 3, and...